number are you up to now?
This is my second book. My first was called Arrival City, which was about how the immigrant neighborhoods in big cities, the neighborhoods where people first arrive from generally rural areas, either within their own country or from abroad, how these are the places where the fate of nations are determined. And that was a big 7-year project, really, where I traveled to 20 cities on 5 continents and explored what makes neighborhoods like this succeed and become integration machines in the place where a new middle class is born, or what makes them fail and become violent and impoverished and so on. And my work on that was, in a way, the seed for this, because a lot of the immigrant neighborhoods in the West that were most controversial, not most numerous, but getting the most headlines and so on, were those containing people from places like Morocco and Turkey and so on. And a lot of the troubles in the neighborhoods were being blamed on their religion. In a way, that was a very mechanical book about how neighborhoods work. This one is an examination of how people work. Because there was an unanswered question in Arrival City about how do people become integrated and so on. And at around the time I was publishing it, that question had started to explode in a big way, and later literally would explode, in that a set of ideas had become popular, had started to fill the air, about specific immigrants whose religion is Islam, or at least sometimes non-religious immigrants who come from countries where the majority are Muslim. And it had become popular, not with everyone, but in a large number of best-selling books and blog posts and YouTube videos and so on, to say that Muslim immigrants are different. They are not integrating. They do not want to integrate. And in the more extreme version of this theory, they are not so much practicing a religion as an ideology of conquest, and they are on a mission to impose religious law. And on top of that, their population is growing at an exponential rate, and they'll become majorities, and so on. It had become okay to think that we have people around us who are disloyal to the country and are part of sort of a fifth column of religious takeover. And it wasn't just intolerant people or racists who held this idea. The people who wrote these books may have had very extreme religious ideas about Muslims, but lots of reasonable people like me bought these ideas for a very good reason, in that most Muslims in the West, the largest single group of them anyway in Canada and most parts of Europe, are either immigrants who've arrived since 1990 or the children of those immigrants. So the very new group who suddenly started appearing on the streets in the 80s and 90s wearing headscarves and shalwar kameez and beards and so on and looking different. And at the same time, we were getting headlines about Islamic extremism, some of which was in the West and so on. And I think it was quite reasonable for people to raise questions and say, are my neighbors who've just arrived from Pakistan or Iran, are they loyal to the core Western values that we all share, or are they being guided by a religion that's opposed to our tolerance and our sense of equality and our sense of secularism and so on? I've certainly asked those questions myself, and some of my best friends' answer isn't going to suffice. It doesn't help to know people who are tolerant, who come from those countries and so on. It's worth an investigation. And I think what I did with this book was I wanted to take the doubts that people have in good faith. I don't use the word Islamophobia anywhere in this book, because I don't think there's anything wrong with being afraid of a religion, right? I mean, I know too many Muslims in Iran who are afraid of Islam, who are generally secular people, not really believers, or only mild believers who find a religion threatening. So I have no problem with Islamophobia if it's just the fear of a religion. What I want to investigate is whether we should be afraid of Muslims as an average group. And I realize this is a bunch of different cultures, a bunch of different languages and races and so on. And it's a religion that varies as widely in its practice and its traditions as Christianity or Judaism do. But I wanted an honest investigation. And I also wanted to tell the story of how these ideas about Muslims became popular in the mainstream and became big political ideas in Germany and the United States and France and a bunch of other places. And I wanted to tell the story of how religious minorities enter our countries. And I wanted to look at, specifically, at the two last waves of immigration that caused pretty much exactly the same reaction and that followed pretty much the same pattern of integration, which was Jews from Eastern Europe, Ashkenazi Jews from Poland and Russia and so on, and Roman Catholics from Southern Europe, from Italy, Portugal, places like that, both of whom in the early and then mid-20th century caused an uproar of fear that they were reproducing at an alarming pace, that their religion was really an ideology of conquest. Those words were used over and over again, very popular in Canada, in the United States, in Britain. And then I hired a group of researchers who were specialists in demographics and integration and immigration history to bolster it and to try to find, to take a look at whether Muslims entering the West are actually different, whether they're following a different integration pattern, population growth pattern, or extremism pattern, or whether they're following the same path that Eastern Jews and Southern Catholics did before them.
The book is The Myth of the Muslim Tide. Do immigrants threaten the West? I've been speaking with the author, Doug Saunders, and The Myth of the Muslim Tide, published by Knopf Canada.